greater Cincinnati area.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Morning. Listen to another episode of Wake and Bake Chitek. I'm Red Rocker. Tonight we're getting right into it, 4 a.m. That means 18 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing. We have a very special interview coming up in just 13 minutes. I'm doing the math here. Mine is 5. So let's just get right to it. To my left, Ed Gumbug. Oh my God, I'm a mess. All right. What's your name? Lunch Meat.
Well, this is everyone's favorite Ash Lad, Churn Dash Lord, Lunch Meat.
And someone who's been really on the ball tonight. Wow, really waking us up, really making sure we start the show on time for the first time. It is Jimmy Gumfunk. I thought it was Jimmy Gumfunk. Is he not here?
He's not even on yet.
I had it all queued up. Well, I guess it's just us tonight. How are you doing there? It's us. It's just the two of us tonight.
Okay, good.
We worked really hard on this episode.
Good thing I have some questions in reserve, you know, just in case he decides to skip out, right?
In case he gets, wet feet or whatever. Is that it? It's not even wet feet. I mean, all sorts of messy now that he's not here. What are we going to fill the time with?
I don't know. Maybe a little bacon for breakfast, maybe? I don't know.
Just jump right into it, huh? It's like, just like he was here.
Let's give him a sec. Let's give him a sec. He's got to be – where is this? What's going on?
I have no idea, but is there time for, I mean, do we snip? Do we just, I think bacon for breakfast is fine. Have you been seeing them out there? You know, they got to be somewhere. We just like to know where it is.
Oh, I've seen them next to the old Quick Trip, of course.
Okay. Sure.
Buying them coffees and donuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Quick Trip, of course, notorious for whole entire chickens and, oh, wait a minute. Whole entire chickens.
Jimmy says, what the fuck? He must not have got it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm sorry, folks. Of course, all of her technical issues are resolved by the time I finish the sentence. Isn't that right, Jimmy Gumfunk? Well, I tell you, folks, normally this would be a little game because you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to get up and do this. So, speaking of which, I don't have anything set for now. We're at, what, 15 minutes from now?
Yeah. 8 minutes.
You don't want to get out of bed, so you just like act like there's some technical issue going on, so you don't have to do the show. It's not entirely uncommon. However, Jimmy was waking us up at 3:30 today, making sure that we sleep in one big long bed, by the way. And he was waking everyone up, and I don't know what the deal is. Oh, I had it all set out already. There's my kit. I'm ready for 15 minutes from now when we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin. Not at all flustered. I hope he makes it.
Damn, I hope he makes this too. What is going on? This is a little drama. A little drama on the big episode. Oh, man, he is going to be pissed.
He is. I think he is actually a bit of a sleepy boy tonight. And maybe a little bit of cold feet.
Mm-hmm.
Scared to meet his childhood icon, Mick Foley, coming up. That interview is just about 6 minutes away.
Oh my God, he better get his shit together.
He even made a Facebook post about it, apparently.
A few.
What?
Yeah, telling his aunt about it and stuff.
Telling his aunt? Yep. Who's his aunt?
I don't know. I don't remember, really.
Aunt Rachel?
Oh, not too sure.
We can hear more about the sound. All right, what's the next segment we usually do at this time? Wow, we're not at a sports minute. Can't do that. Whew. I think it might be time to do an early one. I never say this, but 4:09, I'm ready to do go now. All right. Well, this is the only reason to get up. I mean, the Christmas.
Well, this is. I cannot even believe this.
No show.
How is this not like? How is this a thing?
I have no idea. But actually, okay, we're gonna jump over to the smoke texts. That's of course. 414-9090-525, otherwise known as Yo-Yo Cal, with the O's are zeros and the Cal is spelled with a K. This week, we get a call from Boise. I don't have a sneeze button. Excuse me, folks.
Make sure you blow your nose.
Oh, much better. Thank you. Here's your hanky back. All right, we got one in.
Is this the new sound effects thing going down or what? You got your own stuff? You got it all up and going or what?
I bought the wrong cable, of course. As eagle ear listeners will know, I tend to do that. I get to the electronics store, I have what I want in mind, and then I come home with something else entirely. And then I took a right second look out there, thought I had it figured out, didn't even need to buy anything, and then got home and it wasn't right. So that's a work in progress. Ooh, but we got a one snitch text this week. All right. Hello again, Wake and Bake crew. It's one of the Faithful Seven, formerly known as Jeffrey Schumacher. The surgery went great. I haven't got to look at it yet because the bandages are still on. But I hear it's as pretty out of a pussy. Man, it feels good to say that. I took your advice, and I'm not going to change it up too much. I'm still going to be the man on the top half and a female on the bottom. Oh, jeez. I changed my name to Jeffrey High Heel Maker. So far, no smells. Man, it feels good to walk in a room and not know people can smell your genitalia. I'll keep you guys updated in the weeks that follow. All right, this is kind of High Heel Maker, great name. We, of course, love the seven or six, maybe seven here. So, Jeffrey, you'll always be welcome, no matter what you call yourself.
Well, I'm glad to see everything's working out for him, right? I mean, he seems pretty happy, right? I mean, I think it's kind of a bold choice, but maybe this is going to be really good for him, right?
Oh, really good. Yeah. I tell you, without Jim here today, we really...
I got a little message saying that, I'm looking forward to something, and this is how technology treats me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, boy.
Oh, Jesus.
I just told him to, you know, restart his microphone, right?
Plug it back in.
Yeah.
That's usually pretty sage advice.
Oh, my God.
Should we just... it's like 3 minutes. And I gotta
take
this call.
Ugh.
I worked really hard to set this up.
Oh my God.
There's no technology issue going on here. We've never had a technology issue. He's so nervous.
Maybe his phone's busted, or you think this is some sort of ruse?
I don't know. Should we snip one more time and give him one last chance?
Let's give him one more chance, dude.
Okay. Well, that didn't do it. Okay, I meant to... And we are back. Back again. Now this time all the technical glitches are all fixed. We've got Lunch Meat in the studio tonight to my left.
Hey, it's me, Lunch Meat.
And to his left, Jimmy Gump Funk.
Hi, this is Jimmy Gump Funk.
4:15. That's 5 minutes to tell on ourselves for doing that thing we do in Wisconsin. Also, well, 1 minute till the Foley interview. I'm supposed to be cutting it right around now.
Oh, he's not even on yet.
I know.
Oh,
I didn't follow him. Your imitation was so spot on. I thought for a
minute. Was it? Damn it. I was like, wow, did I really fool him?
Truly the great one. Five more minutes. Do we snip and get over to this interview we actually, set up, or what can we do?
All righty, let's snip it, I guess. Let's snip it, get him on the line, and then, I'll just have to pretend to be Jimmy, I guess. I got some questions.
Oh, I don't know, I don't know if Mick Foley himself is going to fall for this, but.
What the literal fuck is going on with this shit? Jimmy, know, what? All right, let's do it.
Let's do a quick snap. Hello.
Hi, Nick Foley.
Hey, do you get many interviews at this time of the morning?
No, not too many. I mean, this is the Wake and Bake Castro.
Where's the guy I was supposed to talk to? Where's Jimmy Gumfunk?
Well, I guess he's having some technical difficulties, but don't worry. I'm in waiting in the wings here. I don't want to waste our precious moments. I'm going to start right off with, have you accidentally nutted in Mr. Sacco?
It's funny you should mention it. I brought him right here.
Of course he's fucked me.
Well, I started a little bit early. Sorry about that. My next question is, you've been in a lot of locker rooms. I've seen a lot of male genitalia. Do you think you're bigger than me?
Well, I've been around the world. D-Dong's in my day, and I gotta say, I've got one of the smallest in the business.
Is that why you have so many different personalities, right? Is that maybe one of them?
I showed everyone my dick. They hated it. And then I come back as someone else and try again.
Is it true that when you get body slammed to the floor, or some physical stunt, that a little pee comes out of your tip? Your penis tip?
Every single time. Hey, okay, everyone. Well, that was some interview, huh, folks? I hate to interject here, but it is 1 minute till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves for doing in Wisconsin. So I just got to ask, Mick Foley, from one huge fan who's just loving getting to have you in here, what's in your piz?
Well, of course, I've got the Cactus Jack in my piz.
Me too.
That's just wonderful. What about you, Luxby? What's in your piz?
Well, I got some Cheerios and some brownies crushed up in there, and it tastes great.
Is this the end of the interview? Just hold on, sir. We're just... Oh, now it's time. Get ready. You better be lighting up. Oh, but don't tell him it's not fine. That was some interview, huh?
That That was pretty good, actually. Got to those hard-hitting questions. People were wondering where were we going to go, and I guess that's what it was. I knew old Gunfunk prepared for weeks, but, you know, I guess maybe he was just too scared, you know.
I can't believe it. He missed the whole thing.
You never want to, you know, meet your role models, I guess they say, right? Maybe that's true.
I always say that. That's true. Maybe he really did just get too terrified of him. I mean, he asked his questions pretty well, but he would probably have said the same stuff.
Probably, yeah. Well, he sounded like a nice guy. He didn't, you know.
Yeah,
was it worth it, though? I mean, was it
every
like that?
Penny,
yeah, I think so, too, yeah.
And all the hype.
All the hype, man. I mean, that's what it was all about. I know a whole bunch of people that are going to tune in for this. Like, it's a classic.
Yeah. The important thing is we don't let the listeners down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Well, we're going to carry on. This is still going to be one of the greatest show. This is going to be the Christmas preamble, as we were talking about. You know, the holiday season is upon us, right? You still feeling it, or are you kind of past it this year?
Oh, we still you're right. I did get on it early this year. Early enough, but early and often indeed. It'll come back around. I admit it's for it. Wait a minute. Do you hear sleigh bells?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. Well, what is that?
I just thought I heard it. I don't know. Anyway, Christmas preamble.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I know. I think
crazy.
I
haven't heard
that,
right?
No, I don't hear any bells.
Oh, you don't?
Nope.
Jimmy is replying on the old snitch text. Do you want to read that for everyone?
He says, this is why I don't get excited. This is why I don't look forward to things. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Are you kidding me? Fuck. Hopefully he doesn't take his life. Right? I mean, boy,
really
that would have soured the holiday spirit, right? I mean, oh, boy. I don't know. I think my problem was, you know, I was kind of really excited about it last year. And I was like, oh, yeah, here comes those good old Christmas feelings. And I never get Christmas feelings here, people. But, you know, so I had the first week and a half of like, oh, Christmas is here finally. But and then after that, I'm like, now that there's like actually like two more weeks, you know, I don't even care anymore. I'm just like, ugh, you know.
You bought yourself the Oculus. You
sure? Well, I bought my girl the Oculus.
Early.
Well, no, she opened her present early. Let's make sure she's listening. She remembers.
Maybe one of the six, but maybe not.
Probably. She says she is. I mean, I would hope that she is. You know.
I mean, saying you are and being one is just as good, right?
I actually technically don't quiz her on it, so, I mean, I guess I really don't know. I mean, I will...
We don't need to keep our listeners.
No, we don't do that. No, no. We only think.
If you say you heard it, you heard it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Back to the shoe high heel maker business that we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we just want to say thank you, of course. And you told me that, like, you didn't take the bandages off yet, right? Not even to take a peek, right? Would you trust the doctor and not take the bandages off? Or
I thought
you would take a peek?
He explicitly said it was looking like a rose in a vagina or something.
Oh, blossoming out of a... pussy? Who?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Yes.
Who speaks like that? I guess when you got one, you can probably flaunt one, right? Or you can probably say whatever you want, I guess.
It's not for me to say.
All right. What else? Did we get any other new snitch mails or texts?
Not one.
Oh, we were on such a roll, right?
I know we're this is on fumes. Wow, this is not shaping up. I thought I could hear my own echo.
Really?
I gotta fix the sound levels.
Okay.
It's like I'm talking and then I'm talking and then you're talking.
Maybe you answered the phone twice and really I think I heard a little whisper too. Did you hear? Maybe like you think he's like still on the phone.
You caught me. I got nothing else going on today. I might as well.
Me too.
Hey, man, this ain't no peep show. You gotta pay to. What, you gonna be the guest host this week? I might as well sit in for this Jimmy guy. Ask me anything. I'm feeling amicable.
Okay, Nick Foley.
Nick Foley, thank you. On this show, you can call me Cactus Sack for my famous cameo on, better than a cameo, on Big Money Hustlers.
Maybe I can call you just for the show, Marijuana Jack, right? The cactus's cousin, right? Is that not the case?
How about the cactus's cousin? That sounds pretty good, actually.
It's pretty good.
Take it with me to Japan, where I occasionally commission a wrestling league.
Ooh, it's a lot of things. Well, what else do we got on the old agenda? What did we all write down? We got movies to review. We got finances to look at.
Yeah, what's the move? The usual spots, but why don't we start off with a little sports ball this week? Sports minute, I mean. Why did it sound? I'm a mess.
If you don't mind, I'd like to tap my toe in. That's right. I listen to this show.
Me too!
This week, famous wrestler Mick Foley goes on a podcast for a once-in-a-lifetime interview with Jimmy Gumfunk. And what does Jimmy do? He nuts in his socks.
Me too!
It just blows my mind, man. He's probably like, you think he's crying somewhere?
Do you think he's going to listen to this, or is this the one he doesn't listen to?
Oh, he'll listen, all right.
Of course, he wants to hear what I had to say, how it all went down.
Me too!
It's like, oh, Cactus Jack, he's a, you know, he's a wily one. See, yeah, it's good. I mean, everyone can obviously know that. Oh, we got another snitch text from Funk. Let's see. All right, I'm gonna go take a dirt nap. Fucking bullshit.
Jimmy, I was coming on here prepared to forgive anything that happened, but I don't forgive this.
Me too.
Okay, Mr. Sokol. Okay, that's enough out of you.
Man.
Did he ever talk to his sock? Is that part of the thing?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I ever... He does. Yeah, he does talk. I think I do remember him doing some interviews or something like that, right, on the show. Right? I'm not sure.
Maybe the sock had like a squeaky voice.
I think so, yeah. That's pretty accurate. Pretty good. All right. So, the holiday season can always be a financial burden on most, maybe some for not. What's your plan? What's your strategy to make it through the holiday season, Red Rocker?
I'm going to run my credit card all the way up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pay it off like I always do, and somehow hopefully there'll be more money to do it.
Okay, that's a smart move. Planning to find that box full of money, right?
That's always been my goal. No luck so far.
I mean, I think the holiday times can be stressful, but we don't want to turn into the sticky bandits over here. You know, we like to have a little dignity, right, when it comes to collecting our funds. You know, that's why I invest heavily in the pumpkin business in October, right? I get that extra cash.
That's the worst month to invest in it. Yeah. You should invest in it now. You invested in pumpkins in October?
Yeah.
That's the terrible advice.
No. October 1st, you invest all your money into the pumpkin game. You know, works for me every year. You know,
There's no way that's possible.
It's true. I also like to, you know, just save my change. It's hard to look at all the change that builds up every year, but if it does boil up and 1 year of saving the change can buy a lot of presents, I also find that's a good way to make those holiday ends, right?
I always like showing up on podcasts for a little extra holiday scratch.
Me too!
I mean, we paid you...
Good ideas.
We paid you $420, I mean, for 3 minutes worth of work, right? I mean, that's it's kind of a heap, right? I mean, I guess he's a millionaire, right? I mean, he is taking this time, right? I mean,
sure, I wrote like 6 books. He showed up on movies and television shows, not to mention a decade-spanning legacy of wrestling.
Me too!
All right. That's, is this getting old?
No, I mean, someone's got to fill the old Gump's shoes. I mean, jeez. I just cannot believe it. I just, like, cannot believe it, man. Well, that's what you get when everyone starts to look forward to things. Technology is, you know, she is a crafty mistress. Am I right? Like, geez.
Yeah. I usually
do you really believe that? You believe that this was technology's fault, or do you think this was Gump's fault?
Boner or blunder?
Totally blunder, I think.
Or total blunder.
Just, I think the first blunder. Is that?
Total are we blundering? Blunder. I'm giving it an extra level.
Oh, man. Well.
Like, just like how sometimes your boner gets so big, it gives you a headache. Well, sometimes your blunder is so big, it gives you a bad ache. That's right, it's, Jim.
It is true. You know, it is like I hate when that happens, don't you? You know, when it gets too much blood going down there and then you kind of get faint, you know?
Yeah. It's always been a... I don't know what to do about it, honestly. I asked a doctor once, and he was like, that's fine. I was like, but it's not going to kill me one day? And he was like, no.
I was so sick about, like, using, like, you know, regular toilets that I went out and bought one of those well-endowed toilets, you know?
For the big deuces?
Yeah. Well, no, for the big wangs, you know, so you can...
Oh.
So it doesn't have to dangle in the water.
I like to dip my tip.
That's gross. Once you go boom boom, you don't you soil the water. You don't want to, you know,
that sullied toilet water.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, you gotta spend the extra money and get that well enjoyed toilet, you know, like treat yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. Pro tip, you know.
Yep. So I mean, we're flying through it, but so finances.
What about any Christmas movies? Have you watched any Christmas movies of late? I've seen a bunch, though.
All right, lay it on me. Why don't you start?
We watched... Now you put me on the spot here. We watched Mad Love. We watched 8-Bit Christmas. Oh, we watched Jingle All the Way 2, right? Yeah. Starring Larry the Cable Guy, and it was made by WWE.
Back that truck up. I'd like to hear more. Sinbad?
The Sinbad. Okay, so it was like Larry and his wife.
Larry Cable Guy, the tough guy in this scenario. Maybe.
Well, Larry's the Arnold. You know what I'm saying? He's the Arnold. Yeah. Larry's the Arnold. He has a wife and a kid, but like him and his wife got a divorce. The kid still loves, you know, Larry a lot. There's a new rich stepdad that could like get like her anything, you know.
And who's the stepdad? Is it Edge?
No, it was like some no name. I don't know who he was. I had never seen him before. They did have some wrestlers. They had some wrestlers sprinkled in the whole cast, but nothing serious. Like his best friend was like Santino. Okay. Remember Santino?
Yeah, Santino, a natural pairing there.
Right. Well, anyways, this kid like wants this talking bear, right? A bear that talks really bad or whatever. Oh,
and Larry, you know, at the end, puts a, walks around without a shirt on and like a domino mask, and he's a bear at the end. No, that's not how
it works. No, it's like his trials and tribulations trying to get the doll or the bear, and then proceeding like the rich like stepdad. He knew that like he needed this doll, and like if whoever got the doll, you know, would be like the loved, better, you know, parent, yeah, or whatever. Sure. Well, so he's so rich, he went and bought all the dolls everywhere, and he has like a whole stockpile of bears that he won't let Larry get. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's smart.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, I thought so. Too. Stepdad, okay. So how does Larry end up getting the? You could spoil the whole ending here. I'm never going to see it.
Well, it turns out like during this, like the whole, you know, communities trying to get these bears because it's causing such a hoopla and everyone wants something that they can't have. So, like, they find out that he has all the bears and he's ruining Christmas for everyone. But then, like, proceeds, Larry comes in and's like, has a heart to heart, and they kind of fight it out for a little bit. And then, like, proceeds to convince the town that he bought every, like, he has all the dolls to give away for free to the community, and then everyone loves the stepdad, and the dad likes the dad, and then, you know, and they're all together with the child for Christmas, and it turns out she didn't even really want the bear, she just wanted everyone to be there for Christmas. Like, it's, yeah, it's one of those things. Yeah.
Sounds great. I think that's a good idea to for WWE to, like, have a bunch of movies and then use their stable of talent as, like, background characters and, like, like, I think that's a really good idea, actually. It's like,
I mean, why not, right? They got money to burn.
Walking around with, like, a winter coat and, like, a scarf on in the background just as a shopper. And they're like, oh, that's Kane. But, you know, they're all there.
I would imagine, like, the Jingle All the Way, like, he probably, Vince McMahon probably bought the rights to make it for, like, in a month, right? You're like, oh, we need a classic Christmas special. Oh, well, let's get Larry the Cable Guy, right?
Homework assignment for next week. Flimsy reboots / WWE cast talent plus, like, we'll just use the Jingle All the Way 2 formula, we'll call it.
Okay.
It's gonna be great.
Is it gonna be Christmas related or is it gonna be?
I think.
But it can't be about wrestling.
I'm not gonna tie your hands that much on this homework assignment.
All right, sir. I just gotta want to get the ducks lined up. You know,
could be wrestling camp too. For all I know,
that'd be great. What Christmas movies did you watch? What have you been getting down on?
Well, of course, I watched Home Sweet Home Alone with one of my kids, but I didn't watch it with both of them, so I'm doing the rewatch this week. Uh-huh. They're still at it, I am afraid to admit. Noticed a lot more the second time around, a lot more subtle McAllister hints. I don't know. I don't really know if this is worth getting into again. We've done Home Sweet Home Alone.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The kids wanted a soda, and they ended up getting it. The end.
The end. But that's the only one you guys didn't watch, like the Toy Maker one or whatever?
I've been kind of putting in a lot of extra hours lately, but that's about to die down. I'm about to settle in for a few little more. You're right. Maybe this is the bye week for holiday cheer from me.
Yeah.
I'm bye.
Well, we got a whole bunch of snow. It took the love right out of it. You know what I'm saying? You're like, shit, more than a foot up here for, you know. So I like get out there. Yeah, it sucked, dude. I like gave it a whole extra hour early and like shoveled the fucking, like, so I get the car out. Ugh, hate it.
I hate to tip my hand too much, but it was like 50 degrees here today.
It's like nice now. It's been like 50 degrees now. It's like kind of like perfect sledding. It's like slowly kind of melting, but it's like perfect sledding weather, you know, like that nice wet snow.
Sledder weather.
Sledder weather.
So, yeah. Okay, we did the finances. Sorry.
Who won the big football game? Do we know this?
No, I don't know. I think I was in bed before the game ended.
Oh, yeah.
I had a big interview to get to today. I knew it was a big deal. Everyone was counting on me to have the sound right.
It's so true.
I went to bed early. I
I went to bed early too. Yeah, I put away my VR for a bit and I snoozed up, like, you know.
Yeah, you know, because it's important to make sure your equipment works before something important.
It's true. So true. Well, what is the big progress of the old VR? Have you settled in on it yet?
You know, you've only told me about it like 2 weeks ago. And yes, I'm going to get one, but I just, you know, can't immediately spend $400 on myself.
Right, right, right. Well, you can get them for $200 now. I saw them at Walmart. Yeah, yeah. So there's like one that has like regular amount of like memory, and there's one that has like double or triple the amount.
I have looked into this. I have seen what you're talking about. Yeah. I would also say, though, I want it, but I don't want my kids to like use it. So it's like
complicated. I was going to ask you about that, too. I mean, that's a tough question. Do you let your kids, you know?
I was actually, I would conceivably let them use it. I was thinking about getting them their own, but I'm sure there's something against that. Society isn't ready to like kids in VR helmets or something.
I think legitimately they would love it. You know, I think like if I was a kid and I had like saw that when I was a kid, dude, it would have like changed my life, I think. You know what I'm saying?
It would have been like the little teddy bear of that year.
Oh man, dude, kids are gonna love it the most, dude. It's like so great. Like they have fresh eyes that can see it really well and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they'll dig it. You know what I'm saying? But I hear it's like,
it's like the front of their eyeballs are getting all this screen time. What about your peripherals, right?
I mean, that's a thing, maybe. I mean, I haven't really noticed anything with my eyes or anything like that, you know? It's like kind of like I would imagine, like, remember that movie where the knights from, like, back in the day, like, came to America, right? And it was, like, Christine Applegate was in it.
Remember that movie? Familiar. Tell me more. Who were the knights?
Anyways, there's...
Did they try to go out with her?
They did. Well, no, yeah, they did, kind of, yeah. What was that movie called? We've seen it. I know we've seen it. It's like two, like, knights from, like, medieval times. Yeah. They transported to, like, modern day time. They don't understand things, obviously. And it's, like, the first time they, like, go into a car, they get, like, really, really sick, you know? They, like, don't understand what's going on. Right. And it's, like, kind of like that when you put VR on, you know, for kids, I would imagine. It's like kind of weird when you move because it is kind of like, you know, maybe they're not. Yeah, I don't know. But I was gonna say like
can handle it better than we do.
This is the only danger on this. This is the only danger I would say of like because there's like if once you scratch the lenses of that thing, dude, it's like pretty much like fucked, right? I mean, is that not the case? Like, and you're gonna trust like kids with like, you know, not the best, you know, it's not like a regular console where they can't really fuck it up so much. Right, this one's like if you scratch it up and shit, like maybe it won't work, right?
I would have to take your word for that. I'm thinking about these two knights trying to hook up with Christina Applegate. It's like weird science for like the medieval era.
It like turns out that I think that she was actually his descendant. You know what I'm saying? Or some shit like that.
My rewrite creeps it back up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Man, I can't believe I don't remember what that movie was called. My memory is shot sometimes. You know? Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. What other do we have anything else on the agenda? Or are we cutting it to the after hours? What's going on?
Hold on. Let me just give my little outro. I've been Red Rocker. This has been the interview of a lifetime. I'll never forget this night. It's been wonderful.
Me either.
If you missed it, you missed it, I guess. It's like my uncle always said, you should have been there. That's my Uncle Jack that I'm talking about, of course.
Oh. Well, this has been, you know, everyone's favorite Christmas Ash Ledger and Christmas Ash Lord lunch meat.
And me! Christmas! Oh, yeah! Yeah.
I know it's a work night and I have to get up in a few hours, but I've been drinking whiskey and this is the back half.
Well, this is lunch meeting. I made the back half as well. Jimmy Gumption never showed. Total blunder
this week, folks. Not even a question. We don't even have to put it that way. We miss you, Jim. We hope when you hear this episode, it'll a speedy recovery. Yes, also that.
So true. Let's see. I did have something to talk about, but now I forgot. It was a little risque too, but now I totally slipped my mind.
Black is the darkness. Black is the darkness as me.
Okay, very good.